The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, April 18th, 2023 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and like always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, the title for this evening's broadcast, Alphabet Soup, Weaponized Snoop, and Propagandic Gobbledygook. You watch that boob tube digest their programming and believe they're experts, and you will find yourself among the herd, corralled by the herders and baying like a sheep, being led to slaughter. Whether it be medical or otherwise, fear is the tactic, folks. Alphabet soup agencies are part of their arsenal. The DOJ orchestrating this phantom opera, the FBI utilizing their instruments to arresting the J6ers, the addition of thousands of IRS agents to intimidate and further drain your bank account, the CDC to oversee and entice the medical system to eradicate you with COVID false positives, to admit you, to treat you, to intubate you, to drain your bank account in medical costs while they kill you and blame the COVID boogeyman, and on ad nauseum. Oh, and just try to take control of your own health and avoid their medical trap, and we have the FDA to step in and curtail that from happening as well. Now, I'll elaborate further on their weaponized snoop and nefarious stagery and gobbledygook later, but first, to start, I want to introduce an unintended victim of the FDA's part in their battle against all that may alleviate anything but their approved good health depriving protocols. And you all know him. Many likely use his product. I know I do. Don Wiskin, are you with me?
I'm with you, Michael. How are you tonight?
Well, other than dealing with the frustrations of everyday life, I'm doing pretty well. Actually, I have to tell you, you know, I was thinking about this, Don. Just as I was walking around, I shuffled into a Walmart earlier today because I had to pick up a printer. And I was looking around at the people in there, and I was noticing, you know, a lot of shuffling, some with canes, a couple of walkers, people that were literally younger than myself. And I was thinking to myself, does that have anything to do with Extendivite? I think I've been on it now for what? Close to a year, maybe, or 9 months, something like that. And I have to tell you, Don, you know, I'm walking through that store like I'm 40 years old, not out of breath, you know, feel real good, have plenty of energy, got my stuff, went through the checkout line, walked out to the car. And by the way, this particular Walmart, the handicap slots extended out at least 100 yards. And at the end of the day, I walked it, wasn't out of breath. And I'm wondering, you think that might have something to do with Extendivite, Don?
You know, Michael, I really believe it does, because, you know, it boosts your immune system and gives you a lot more energy. And, you know, I bought a pedometer so I could measure my steps January 5th, and I wanted to do 10,000 steps a day, and I realized I was only doing about 3,500 to 4,000, so I've been doing 10,000 steps a day for the last 3 or 4 months now, April. Yeah, I've been doing them since February. So, you know, it really helps a lot. And it's good to walk. And those people that are walking around with the cane and stuff, they need to walk 10,000 steps a day.
I don't think they could, Don. But you know, let's break that down. 10,000 steps a day, three foot per step, it's got to be close to 4 miles or maybe a little over. Is that about right?
It's an hour and 10 minutes, an hour and 15, depending on what pace you're walking at. But, you know, Jane Fonda says 10,000 steps a day and you'll be healthy. And she does that at 84 years old.
Oh, she still looks pretty good as well. I mean, I'm not real crazy. I'm not real crazy about her political leanings, but other than that, she's in pretty good shape. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
But you know, as I pay a lot of attention to my surroundings because I pick up these little bits and pieces. Sometimes I use it on the air, but I literally, Don, I was looking around today and I was absolutely amazed to see the amount of people that were out of shape. And I'm not just talking about elderly, you know, over 65 or whatever. I'm talking about people in their 30s, 40s, 50s that just, I don't know whether it's a matter of just not caring anymore or it's they're just consumed with fast food and that's the only thing they eat or whatever it is. But this seems like the prevalency of people being overweight has just, I don't know, it's just blossomed over time. Have you noticed that up in Canada?
Yes. It's everywhere. It is the food we eat. You know, even when you try and eat well, you're still not eating well. You know, we try and we try and we try, but there's just not really good food that you can get your hands on in, say, the grocery store, unless you just stay in the fresh produce section. That's about the best food in there sometimes.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because it's getting more and more difficult to find. And even to some of the stuff, Don, that, you know, they claim it's organic. And then you start reading these articles and say, well, it is, but it really isn't, you know. And it seems to me like it's a possibility they've even disguised that. But you really, unless you're out of the produce section and you're reading the ingredients on the side of the box, and even the ingredients they disguise so you don't know what you're reading. You know, like glyphosate phosphate. You don't know what that is unless you go home, Google it, and look it up. You know.
Yeah.
But further? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But one of the worst is sodium, and it seems that one in three adults have high blood pressure from eating the wrong foods, eating things like sodium. You know, that's one of the big reasons for your high blood pressure. And you know, it's insane how salt is in everything. You know, I used to eat those little cups of soup, but my cardiologist, who was also a dietitian, said to me, those things are full of sodium, you know, look at the label. And so I started looking at the labels. And so, you know, I cut down on those. I don't eat them anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting you bring up blood pressure because as a lot of the listeners know, there was a rebroadcast done last week. I was off. And the reason that I didn't do a broadcast is because I had some estate planning issues that I had to deal with in a bank regarding the death of my sister. And when you bring up blood pressure, the banker herself was, and she couldn't have been over 35 years old. And while we were waiting for their legal department to, you know, review some documents and so forth, we got to talking about, I don't remember what it was, but she brought up that she had to go to the doctor because of her blood pressure. And I said, my God, you know, I didn't ask her how old she was. I said, but she couldn't be more than 35 years old. I said, you know, what's the problem? She's, well, I don't know. They're checking into it and they prescribed me blah, blah, blah. And I'll tell you, Don, when I got out of there, I went home, I came back to the bank, and I gave her a bottle of Extendivite. And I said, I want you to try this. And I'm going to come back in 30 days and tell me how you did. Because I mentioned to her, Don, that these doctors don't know. They don't know what's causing it. I think there's 7 or 8 different types of blood pressure medication. And they just throw out one there as a guinea pig, say, hey, try this, and then come back if it doesn't work. And if it doesn't work, we'll give you another one. Right.
Yeah.
So they're managing the symptoms, but they're not treating the cause. They're not trying to alleviate the cause because, you know, I asked her, I said, well, how much are you paying for this? And she said, well, I'm not sure my insurance company's paying for it, but I think it's pretty expensive. Do you have any idea what these blood pressure medications are costing, Don?
I have no idea. I don't buy them. But I'm sure they're very expensive, and they're specialty drugs, too. Apparently, water pills. One of my friends, he does the recycling here. He is on water pills, and he says for the first 4 hours in the morning, because he takes it in the morning, he just can't stop going to the bathroom. He has to, you know, stop and pee everywhere. But, you know, the water pills are what he's taking to lower his blood pressure. So, you know, it's kind of strange what is really going on. But, you know, sleep apnea causes high blood pressure. There's all kinds of things that seem to be causing that. But like I said, one in three people have it, and most of them don't even know it.
And once they find out they have it, and once they're prescribed, then they're just a repeat customer for the doctors being, again, you know, using them as guinea pigs to try this and see if it works. And what's even more astounding to this, and, you know, Don, you and I both know we had a conversation, short conversation last week, and I was astounded. You sent me a little message in the package that I received, and it fits right in with the title of tonight's broadcast, you know, the alphabet soup agencies. I mean,
yes.
I was absolutely shocked when I read what you had written me, Don, that the FDA has banned it was Amazon.com that banned Extendivite from being sold because they claim that it is you're claiming it cures heart disease or something. What was that? Go over that.
Yeah, it's the label, because the label says that, you know, where does it say that the label says that it helps maintain cardiovascular health and lowers cholesterol in adults. Now in Canada, I have a natural product number that Health Canada gave me in 2013. I had to apply for it, and I fought to get it. But the states, they don't allow that, because right away the word lowers cholesterol means that I'm curing heart disease. And so I've been there for over 6 years, and I went to Amazon in the first place as a way to get our customers Extendivite faster, because it takes about 5 to 15 business days to mail it from Canada through the post office. And you know, people were getting used to getting it faster, but the FDA went after five companies in November of 2022 who were natural products that were trying to cure diseases, including heart disease. And that's what Amazon used. Like, I don't know what's going on with Amazon. I mean, it's just like these people who work there get to do things. Last year in January, somebody must have complained about me, and they thought that Extend was a sexual product, that we were a sexual enhancement product. Yeah. It took me 9 days to get back on.
Oh, my God. It sounds like a libtard. The key words here, and you mentioned this earlier when you said helps maintain. I can't. How do you corral that and describe it as curing heart disease? Helps maintain.
Lowers cholesterol. That was the thing that got them. Lowers cholesterol. They said as long as my label says what it says, I'm not allowed back on there. But you know, I got looking at this, and I did change my label. It's not changed all the way. I still have quite a few capsules that we don't have it on, but I got the liquid that was just recently sent out. I put a new label on it, and it says, help support a healthy cardiovascular system. And that does not get me in trouble anywhere. And now I could go back on Amazon if I wanted to, but I don't want to. They've done this more than once, and I am just fed up. It's like I said, just any employee or anybody in a position that has their hands looking at stuff, they can say, oh, you're not doing this right. We're going to, you know, shut you down till you tell us that you're doing it right. It's just not worth it. And then all the paperwork. Oh, my God. You know, the wife has been busy because we need to keep track of who's buying our product in case, our product is compromised. And if it was compromised, then we would have to, you know, run to all of our customers and say, oh, don't take it, don't take it, don't take it. But we have every product, we have every batch tested before we let it go. So I'm not worried about that. But, you know, that's a possibility that's out there that, you know, we need to keep the numbers for. And Amazon was getting to the point that they were not giving us really the customers' names. They're only giving us certain information, and that's all we had. But every day, we had to enter information into the computer that came from Amazon, whereas right now we enter everybody into our computer, and they're not coming from Amazon. There's a lot of people going to our website that used to go to Amazon to buy, but because we have on our label heartdrop.com, people have been finding us. And they want our product, so they've been buying it. The February sale, they took us off of Amazon on the 30th of January. So, you know, the 31st, there was really nothing we could do. And then all these people started phoning us. Oh, you're not on Amazon. And I put right on my website that Amazon pulled us. So, you know, right away, all of these people started coming to us. And I don't know if we really lost that many people at all. And, you know, we look at what's going on and, you know, we're so busy every day now because Amazon isn't taking their orders and shipping them. We have to. So,
well, curiosity, first of all, do you think it was just a complete coincidence that they decided right at the start of the February sale to pull you off of Amazon? Do you think that that was just, you know, happenstance, or do you think that maybe there was something behind that?
I don't really know. It was like I said, when they did the sexual thing on us, that was in January of last year. And so they were about to pull us off just before the February sale. But our competition is on Amazon as well. And as far as I'm concerned, they don't like us because, you know, our numbers were so high. I mean, we had 232 testimonials on our website, you know, people that said we cured their heart disease. But, you know, my competition wasn't even close in numbers. And so, and they've been on there longer than I have. So I don't think they're doing as well as I am because, you know, the people who take the Extendivite, they tell their friends, and maybe 1 out of 10 will take it. But most people, you know, they've got white coat syndrome and they really, you know, they're amazed at something that's natural and the things that we have taken for thousands of years is no longer any good as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, you're hitting the nail on the head. Yeah, I mean, the white coat syndrome. And, you know, it brings up another story. I mean, my daughter, which the audience knows, I had her on my program a few months ago. She just called me up the other day and told me that her next door neighbor, grandpa, they called him, passed away. And ironically, white coat syndrome again, he went into the hospital because he was having circulation problems in his leg. And do you know, Don, what he died from?
No.
COVID.
Oh, my God.
He didn't go to the hospital with COVID. They did surgery. No. They did surgery on this man, took part of his leg. Then they came back. They took the rest of his leg because that didn't work. They put him in rehab, and somehow or another, between that hospital visit and rehab, he contracted COVID and within a week was dead.
Yeah, so, his immune system was down because of all of the problems he was having and cutting his leg off. But, you know, when this happened to my brother-in-law. They cut his foot off because of diabetes. He had let it go for so long that he had a hole in the bottom of his foot that was oozing with stuff. And so they cut him off at the ankle, but then they brought him back and they cut him off just below the knee. You see, your heart does not pump below your knee. All that circulation down there is from your calf muscle. And so when you're walking or when you're moving your foot, you get that circulation going. So this is why people have a lot of problem with their feet.
All right, tell you what, Don, we've got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Back with Don Wiskin, folks, with some closing thoughts on this. So stick around, more to come. Then I'm going to get into some of this gobbledygook. Be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. If you own a firearm, then you need legal protection. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for the most affordable carry insurance available. During 2019 and 2020, there were 34,000 gun-related homicides, 94,000 committed suicide, and 161,000 died from drug overdoses. What does our government focus on? Well, more often than not, gun control. Three times as many people took their own life and five times as many people overdosed. Logic would dictate focus on the biggest killer first and then the biggest killer and so on. These numbers are proof that the government only cares about you and I when there is a partisan political battle to be fought. Why focus on mental health, stability, and illegal drugs when guns grab the biggest headlines? That matter, why aren't guns the biggest headlines when five times as many people die from overdoses and fentanyl poisonings? The media and our government are both more interested in sensational headlines than actually fixing any problem. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the chain.
All right. Extend your life with Extendovite. Is that going to get me kicked off of RBN just like they kicked you off of Amazon? But you don't want to go back, Don. Okay. So we want to make sure and make it clear to the listening audience here that if they want to order Extendovite, which I would strongly recommend you do, folks, I've been on it for close to a year and I feel like I'm 40. You know, I mean, I'm in good shape. I have a lot of energy and I look around me and I'm going, wow, you know, have I hit the fountain of youth here? But anyway, give out your number, Don, so new listeners and people that need refills can give you a call.
Yeah, well, there's no one here to answer right now. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. But you can go to our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. And if you want to know a lot about our herbs and how it works and how disease works, read my about page. Dr. John Mattson was on the Air Force quite a few years back, and he describes how disease happens in your body and how Extendivite's herbs can help to overcome that because we have all the right herbs in our product.
Well, I tell you what, Don, as I mentioned a little earlier, when I made that trip, it was an extended trip into the bank last week, something I wouldn't look forward to again. But in talking to that lovely young lady that had high blood pressure, I was astounded. And I gave her a bottle of extended vitamin. I'm going to follow up with her here in about 3 weeks. And I'm going to see.
That's good, because I've given this product away for 23 years. And it's amazing how it sits on the shelf in somebody's house and they don't take it. You know, the people who actually order it, they start taking it and they keep going because they start noticing improvements. And if she takes it, she'll notice some improvements. So, yes, go back and bug her and let her know. So let her know that she can take it with all of her medication. So yeah, she doesn't have to stop taking her drugs.
You're telling me I made a mistake by giving it to her free. I should have charged her for it and forwarded you the money.
No, not that at all. You could have put it in your pocket. But I'm just saying that, you know, I went around giving it away to all these people to try and, you know, promote it and get people on it. But you know, I come back to see them later, and it was still sitting on their shelf, and they never took it.
Isn't that funny?
I mean, like, yeah,
it's like it's human nature. I mean, I remember how I got into broadcasting. I went up and saw the movie by Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism, and I bought I don't even know how many hundred copies of it. Went out, passed them out at theaters and shopping malls and so forth, and said, "Hey, give me a call. You know, let me know what you think." Nobody called me. They probably let
that's
it sit
right.
on their shelf. You know, I mean, that's just human nature. But if you invest in it, okay, then you're more apt to take it. But yes, I will pester her, Don. Rest assured.
Yeah, you do that. But you know, one time about a year ago, you were talking about being on Eliquest.
Yes, yes.
I have had about four people since then tell me that they got off the Eliquest since they got on Extendivite.
I believe
so,
it. To reiterate, you know, I almost got kicked out of the pharmacy when I was challenging the pharmacist because, you know, from my conspiratorial mind, she was in cahoots with the emergency room getting kickbacks on this stuff. Because when I asked them, and I think I mentioned this earlier, it was $1,000 a bottle. And you can go over the border and buy it in Mexico for $100. Yet Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, you know, he won't contribute to a Republican or a Democratic candidate unless they assure him that they will not oppose any legislation that cuts the cost of prescription drugs. I see.
You know, yeah, so, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's not just the one drug, it's many. There was a lot of Americans coming to Canada to buy insulin before the pandemic. But once the pandemic happened, they were stuck. But they were paying like $300 there. When they could get it here for, you know, 20 or 30.
Does that still hold true? I mean, have they enacted regulations against that in Canada? Because I know down here in Arizona, you go over the border, you can buy the prescriptions, but the I don't know whether it's the Border Patrol or the immigration or whoever it is, when you come back across the border, they try to dissuade you from bringing it back, telling you that, well, you know, they have these machines down here where they can make these fake drugs and make it look real. That's what they told me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm
they're
sure
trying to scare you.
Yeah, they're being instructed by their higher up officials to tell people that, to scare them into not bringing the prescriptions back, so the pharmaceuticals can get richer. You know,
yeah,
I mean, it's disgusting. Yeah. But
it's,
at any rate,
it's terrible.
Yeah. So you're done with Amazon, right?
I'm done with Amazon. So go to heartdrop.com and order your product. You'll be happy as heck, and you know, life goes on. It just takes 5 to 15 business days to get to you.
Yeah, well, with Amazon, they've got all these trucks running around. I don't know about it up there, but down here, they're all over the place. You know, and they're talking about eventually they're going to have drones. You know, I don't want to see a drone dropping out of the sky. Of course, I don't order anything from Amazon anyway. But anyway, listen, it's been a pleasure having you on, Don. I appreciate it, and I'll have you up again, and I'll keep you abreast of what happens with the banker, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. You have
thanks
a good
for
rest
having
of your
me
day.
On, Michael.
All right, you bet.
Okay.
All right. I think I'm here. Am I hearing the music, Julie? Yes. We'll be back in three, folks. I covered the alphabet soup. We'll get into some weaponized snoop and gobbledygook. Be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Deep in the heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Anna sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said?
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands.
All right,
we want the freedom that
you got. Got to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We're back, and we were talking about, well, I had Don Wiskin on. We were talking something about that alphabet soup, FDA. Oh, my God, and it took Amazon.com kicked Extendivite off. Not that Don really cares, because evidently he's getting more business. But I covered the alphabet soup. So now let's go on to some weaponized snoop and a little bit of gobbledygook. Now, I'm going to have Julie play a few cuts of a Tucker Carlson report. And after she, and actually I've split it up. There's about four different sections that I want to have her play. Then I'm going to give my commentary upon it. And if these cuts, folks, don't demonstrate to you just how far this hijacked union has devolved, well, then you too have been successfully programmed. It's posted on the RBN website, folks, the Tucker Carlson interview. But I want you to have a listen to Well, first, about a minute and 13 seconds of this, and then I'm going to comment on it. Go ahead and play that first portion, clip one, Julie.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. For the past 14 months, you have heard two main things about the war in Ukraine. The first is that the war in Ukraine is a war of national sovereignty. It is not a proxy battle between superpowers. Russia invaded Ukraine. That was immoral. The United States supports Ukraine because the United States supports democracy. But the United States itself is not at war with Russia. This is Ukraine's war to fight. The second thing we have heard over and over again is that Ukraine is winning that war. Ukrainian troops are brave and noble. Russian troops are evil and incompetent. The Ukrainians are beating the Russians. In the end, their victory is inevitable. Now, you're very familiar with these points because you have heard them every day since last February. You've heard them repeated by every power center in the United States, the Pentagon, the White House, the leaders of both parties in Congress, CEOs, and celebrities. And most insistently of all, you've heard them from virtually every single outlet along the entire spectrum of our national news media. These are the two essential themes of the war in Ukraine, and both of them are lies.
Whoa. Did you hear that, folks?
Mm-hmm. I see.
The two main things about the war in Ukraine. The war in Ukraine is a war of national sovereignty, not a proxy battle between superpowers. And Russia invaded Ukraine, and that was immoral, and the U.S. supports Ukraine because the U.S. supports democracy. But the United States is not at war with Russia. This is Ukraine's war to fight. And the second thing that we have heard, if you're listening to mainstream mind-numbing TV news, the second thing we have heard over and over again is that Ukraine is winning the war. Ukrainian troops are brave and noble, and the Russian troops are evil and incompetent. The Ukrainians are beating the Russians, and in the end, their victory is inevitable. Now, anyone that tunes in to mainstream TV has been shoveled this gobbledygook Kool-Aid for 14 months, along with the parroting of the Pentagon, the White House, the leaders of both parties in Congress, the CEOs and the celebrities. These are the two essential themes of the war in Ukraine, justifying the shoveling of 200 plus billion in badly needed domestic finances to the money laundering capital of the planet. And now we find out for certain, by the way, folks, that both of these narratives are lies. Now, we've heard it before. We heard it from Doug McGregor. We've heard it from Scott Ritter. We've heard it from other people. Okay. But now it's for certain. Leaked intelligence, briefing slides prepared by the U.S. government began to appear on social media, including Twitter. And the intelligence leaked confirms that the Ukraine war is not a proxy war, but a hot war between the two primary nuclear superpowers on Earth. This war is a violation of American law and a crime, as it has not been approved by Congress. And we now have confirmation reported, by the way, on a regular basis from, as I said, Scott Ritter and Doug McGregor and others, that Ukraine is actually losing the war. Seven Ukrainians are being killed for every Russian. Ukrainian air defenses have been severely degraded. Ukraine is losing. Yet the money is continually being shoveled into that laundromat at the expense of countless carnage and human life, while Nancy Pelosi kisses Vladimir Zelensky in front of Congress. Now, the necessary real domestic infrastructure is being ignored. You know, like road and bridge repair, rail system upgrades, the two derailments. All of this being put on the back burner, or burned altogether, while the pseudo $1.7 trillion infrastructure bill was passed focusing on the infrastructure of further domestic surveillance, and artificial intelligence. And the most disgusting, and I repeat, disgusting and despicable part of this, however, is that the Biden administration is perfectly aware of this. They are panicked about it, but continue to lie about it to the American people at the expense of our own infrastructure, as well as sacrificing hundreds of thousands of human beings into a meat grinder to further line their pockets, to launder taxpayer money, and attempt to maintain financial control by implementing a digital currency. All of the participating players in this catastrophic, life-draining charade should be arrested, should be tried, should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and at the end of the day, folks, should be lined up against a wall and shot for treason. And this includes Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, Graham, all the participating mainstream Kool-Aid parroting shills. It also includes the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, who told the U.S. citizen that Russian military power is waning. He just said that a couple of weeks ago, that Russia is losing the war. An outrageous and audacious lie, and he knew it when he said it. But he repeated it in congressional testimony. This is a repeated treasonous crime, folks. And one has to wonder either how much he is being paid or what he has in his closet that has him by his gonads. These leaks should be causing an egregious outrage among any integral leaders to the point of immediate arrests and a block to any further financial support in this charade. Instead, folks, the 21-year-old National Guardsman who had the clearance to see these briefings and the guts to socially post them on social media for the world to see has not only been SWAT teamed and arrested, but is being vilified as the criminal. Which brings me to this article that was written just this past April 4th, just a few days ago. And by the way, this as well is posted on the RBN website in its entirety. And the title of that, Massachusetts Air National Guardsman facing 15 years in prison for leaking the truth about Ukraine war. That reminds you of what they've done to Julian Assange. This is by Deborah Hine, April 14th, 2023. Now, I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm only going to read a few excerpts. If you want to read the whole thing in its entirety, go to the website and you can read it. But listen to this, folks. Massachusetts Air National Guardsman facing 15 years in prison for leaking the truth about Ukraine war. Jack Teixeira, the 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking a trove of classified military intelligence, was charged this past Friday in federal court with the retention and transmission of national defense information and willful retention of classified documents. Now, the two criminal charges reportedly carrying a maximum of 15 years in prison. And Teixeira, who comes, by the way, from a military family, he did not enter a plea, and he will be detained until his hearing Wednesday, which I guess is tomorrow. Teixeira became a National Guard cyber transport system journeyman, which is similar, by the way, to an information technology specialist, just in this past February. And he started leaking this highly sensitive military documents to his small Discord chat group in early March, which is only a few weeks ago, according to the New York Times, by the way. Something that smells about this. I'll get to that. As his unit provides intelligence for combat support and homeland security, Teixeira was granted a top secret security clearance in 2021. Now, last Thursday afternoon, around a half a dozen rifle-carrying FBI agents, no surprise there with the alphabet soup, raided Teixeira's home in North Dighton, Massachusetts, according to the Times. And the FBI said in a statement that it had made an arrest and is continuing to conduct authorized law enforcement activity at the residence. Dozens of highly classified documents. That ring a bell, folks? What about all those hundreds of thousands of classified documents at the Biden garage next to his Corvette? But dozens of highly classified documents intended for senior military and intelligence leaders were leaked, revealing highly sensitive information regarding the ongoing war in Ukraine. And according to the documents, the U.S. Special Forces have been deployed in the war zone. Are you getting this, folks? U.S. Special Forces have been deployed in the war zone without the congressional approval required by law. U.S. spying on top Ukrainian officials. And the documents also suggest that the Ukrainian forces are in, quote, dire straits, as Colonel McGregor has been telling us for months, and also Scott Ritter and others. Dire straits with casualties that far outnumber the Russian casualties. And without more munitions, Ukraine's air defense systems may soon completely collapse, which should allow Russia to unleash its air force on Ukrainian troops, according to the New York Times. Now, in a sane, ethical, and integral world, of which we all know we don't live anymore, folks, such a bombshell expose would be given carte blanche news coverage, and the culprits would be immediately rounded up and jailed. But unfortunately, we no longer live in such a world. Instead, what we have is a hive-minded directive via mainstream media to basically shoot the messenger. Now, I want you folks to have a listen to how the mainstream media, MSNBC, CNN, and all those highly paid, compromised, I'm sure, idiots, I want you to listen to how the mainstream media is attempting to paint this whistleblowing hero. Go ahead and play clip two. This is only about 20 seconds, folks. Go ahead and play this, Julie.
The Washington Post, as you know, reviewed video of this suspect yelling racial and anti-Semitic slurs.
Is this a dangerous person? This Air Guardsman who's now been taken into custody had talked about being a gun enthusiast, had been at gun ranges. He's obviously a member of the military.
And he's the big guy in the scene. Somehow he has access to this kind of information, and that makes him even larger.
A person who thinks they know better than everyone else,
my
they're smarter
God,
than everyone else
it?
In their view.
This is a 21-year-old man. He's described as a gun enthusiast. Feels like, in some of these descriptions, somebody who's maybe hungry for power.
So this 21-year-old Air National Guardsman from Massachusetts.
All right. So he was caught throwing racial slurs and being a gun enthusiast, hungry for power, not a whistleblower. Wolf Blitzer. Then we have the recent exchange between the White House press corps and the Biden deflector John Kirby. But what's interesting about this is they're talking about, throwing the race card. He's caught racial epithets and he's a gun enthusiast and he's hungry for power and he's not a whistleblower and blah, 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 blah. But what about the content of what he posted, Wolf? Unbelievable. But I have some comments on that, folks, because see what they're doing is it's a dog and pony show for these mind dumbed programmed idiots that benevolently believe that their government is there to help them. Okay, so they know that we know that they're lying, but they don't care, because as long as they keep the rest of the mind dumb public anesthetized, that's all that matters. But go ahead and play a clip. This is the recent exchange between the White House press corps and the Biden deflector, John Kirby. Listen to this. Clip three, folks. Go ahead, Julie. Play that.
Without confirming the validity of the documents, this is information that has no business in the public domain. It has no business, if you don't mind me saying, on the pages of front pages of newspapers or on television. It is not intended for public consumption, and it should not be out there.
No business in the public domain, folks. This is information that you're not supposed to know about. You have no business knowing that it's a meat grinder over there, that they're getting their hinies stomped in, and that $200+ billion worth of taxpayer dollars going over there. Okay, ignore that. There's nothing to see here. Move along. You have no business. According to John Kirby, you have no business seeing that. Folks, this government has now stepped even lower than imagined by not only shoveling constant erroneous propaganda and expecting the public to digest it. Their propaganda tool, the media, completely ignoring the earth-shattering substance of the leaks, but is absurdly asking the administration of how they can help keep this a secret from us, from we the people. And the media keeps pumping up the lie to the programmed masses in spite of overwhelming and controversial evidence to the contrary. Take a break. We'll be back in three. I'm getting heated up, folks. When we get back, you're going to listen to a little bit more. Stick around. More to come. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report, giving you some gobbledygook. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Anybody in there? Remember that on Back to the Future? when Biff was knocking on, I don't even remember the guy's name now. He's knocking on his head and says, hello, hello, is there anybody in there, right? Folks, this is unbelievable. You know, Julie, go ahead and play clip four. Go ahead.
What the Russians didn't understand was that they were going into the lion's den. That kind of what we would say in the military, this force multiplied, made the Ukrainian army quite literally unbeatable. They are winning. Russia is going to lose this war.
Every last person has said exactly what Malcolm just said. They're going to win this war. It's not a matter of if, but when.
Malcolm with MSNBC says that they're going to win this war. Folks, the only people that believe this are the same people who sit on their derrieres and watch Jerry Springer reruns and still believe the American dream, as George Carlin so prophetically said, because you have to be asleep to believe it. And they are, for crying out loud. Folks, I don't know. I'm fed up with this. I really am. I am absolutely disgusted with this administration and the lies that they continue to shovel at us and the Kool-Aid that we're expected to drink and believe this garbage while they turn around and take hard-working, you know, my numb taxpayer money and shovel it over to the money-laundering capital of the world and get kickbacks on it. Can you believe this? You know, I'm going to conclude this report, but I want to share with you a couple things. First, it's a recent remark I heard in listening to an interview between, I think his name's Joel Holmseth, and the attorney Todd Callender. Todd Callender, the guy is suing everybody, right? But Todd Callender made a remark, and the statement that caught my attention by Todd was that he stated, and by the way, this is from memory. I saw it about a week ago, maybe 10 days ago. It's not verbatim. It was something along the lines of the U.S. national movement, according to Ann Vandersteel, he's talking about Ann Vandersteel, is now up to 25 million and climbing at about a million a month. Now, these are Americans, according to Todd Callender, and I agree with him, that are fed up with the corrupt system and are speaking out the only way they know how, because they know if they speak out in a demonstration, they're going to get arrested and go to prison and sit there and rot for 2.5 years because of the excuses of COVID and the waiver of the, you know, the quick trial and all that stuff. All right. So the only way you can speak out is reclaim your sovereignty as a U.S. national and tell them that, complying, or you're not, what's the word I'm looking for? Volunteering. There we go. We're not volunteering for the 14th Amendment, folks. Stop the hour coming up. Phone lines will be open, 512-248-8252, and I'll tell you about the other little snippet when I get back. Take all our money and send it abroad.
We must take America back. We must take America back. Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart.
buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.